Hey, hello people. Welcome to another outstanding episode of Stop Crying Poser, the live podcast I do every single week live on twitch.tv/ninjalifestyle. If you're not watching it live, don't worry. It'll also be on YouTube and iTunes early Sunday morning. First things first, let's shout out everyone in the live chat. Travacook, T. Wilson, Cheesy Gordita, Vincent Adams, C. Sean, Adrian, Daniel, 67, Moo Mobile, Skater, and Gabriel, and more, who just didn't type fast enough. We have some pretty cool news topics today regarding weed. I know you guys love weed, but first, I want to address some things that we talked about last week on Stop Crying Poser. I have never been so misquoted in my entire life, and I think part of that is the victim mentality, part of that is the mob mentality, and part of that is just people trying to make me sound wrong even if I didn't say anything wrong. So we're going to revisit that, and we're going to do these topics very quickly. Number one, let's discuss what happened. Shane Scheckler called someone the N-word on an Instagram DM. That person screenshotted it and showed it to the world. Okay, first topic. Shane Scheckler was wrong, okay? He said the N-word in a DM. He's wrong. There's no getting around that. And whatever happens to him, whatever he has to do to own up to that, and however that negatively affects him, that's fine. It happened. He did it. He earned all the consequences. He's wrong. And he sucks, and he's a bitch, and whatever. Case closed, period. One of the things that happened last week was I had three or four different topics, and people combined them into one topic. So, that topic is now done. Shane is wrong, right? New topic. Something people should not do on Instagram or anywhere online is have a conversation with the premeditated idea that you're going to screenshot it and show everyone else. Okay, now I said that last week and everyone said, oh, so screenshotting is wrong, so racism is right? No, I didn't fucking say that. It's a whole nother topic. That topic's over here. This is the topic we're saying now. If you're going online trying to rustle? What happens to feathers? When you're just fucking up feathers online and then you decide to screenshot shit and you had that plan the entire time, then you're a bitch, okay? That's, to me, that's snitching, and again, you guys took me out of context so hard because I said, hey, you know what, they're both a little bit wrong. Well, number one, Shane Scheckler is totally wrong, but this kid, listen, it worked out, okay? 99 times out of 100, you're a bitch, okay? But right now, it worked out, Shane Scheckler got what he deserved, maybe people do deserve to know, but if you're the type of person that jumps in DMs and takes screenshots so that you can blackmail someone later, then you're a bitch, okay? That's some high school female shit. High school females do that shit, all right? Topic number three. Can we stop trying to make the story juicier by saying Shane Scheckler is some big spokesman for skateboarding? I was talking about this with a lot of my friends, and we talked about it online. Very few people know who the fuck Shane Scheckler is, but in order to make the story more juicy and to make it more dramatic, I heard this several times. Shane Scheckler has so many skateboarding fans, so many people follow everything he does and everything he says that he should be held to a higher standard, and he should be ashamed of himself, blah blah blah. Yes, of course, he should be ashamed of himself, but stop pretending that Shane Scheckler is Tony Hawk. Okay, I looked at the guy's Instagram. At first glance, you would have no idea he was even a skateboarder. Because most of his videos are him riding a motorcycle. Right? So can we stop pretending that this is a big, juicy story? It's some big, like, oh, the hottest news that hit skateboarding since polyurethane wheels. It's Shane Scheckler. He looked racist already. He rides a fucking motorcycle everywhere he goes. So is this some big, huge fucking controversy? I don't think so. So many people just try to make the story so juicy. Someone told me, they were like, so you're going to comment on this, but you're not going to fucking shame Shane Scheckler? You're not going to shame him? And I was like, I said the guy's a dumbass. He sucks. It's not my job to shame him. He already feels stupid because he fucked up. He said something stupid. Just like everyone on Xbox. right? But number four, this is the fourth topic that I didn't cover last time. And I don't want to blame the victim here, but there's something fishy about someone who only takes a couple screenshots and makes that the entire investigation. Because clearly they had some sort of altercation before the DM happened. But we didn't hear anything about that, or at least I didn't. And the majority of people that shared the screenshots, they had no backstory. They don't know what caused the screenshots. They don't know if the screenshots were even photoshopped, which is very unlikely that they were photoshopped. But here's the idea. No one knew anything, but everyone was down to share. Why? Because everyone wants to be a part of the drama. And I think that's fucking retarded. No one who shared those pictures had any involvement at all. 99% of the people that shared these news articles and these screenshots about Shane Scheckler probably have never followed Shane Scheckler, probably never in their life have ever said the word Shane Scheckler, yet they're super down to be a part of the skate drama. Everyone wants to be a part of the skate drama. And not only that, we're going to hype it up double as much because we're going to pretend that Shane Scheckler is the most famous, noble skateboarder alive. That is all I have to say. I was misquoted so many times, and I was called racist. Everyone thought that because I said snitching is wrong, that means I think racism is cool. And again, that's just people trying to create drama out of nothing. And you know what that means for me? That means that you as a person have run out of problems. I never overhype dumb shit like that, of course, unless I'm trying to make a YouTube video or whatever. But I don't overhype shit like that. Why? Because I have enough fucking things on my mind, right? I have real problems. If the only problem in your life is Shane Scheckler's DMs, then you've run out of problems and you can die a happy man or woman. Now, let's jump into Las Vegas news. Let me know your thoughts on everything I just said, by the way. Again, I don't want to be taken out of context. And hey, maybe there are some points that I'm not 100% correct on. But if you want to try to prove me wrong or have some sort of debate, don't fucking pull my shit out of context and twist my fucking words around. Because it's never going to work. Now, Henderson police. Henderson is basically part of Las Vegas. Las Vegas has all these cities that touch each other, but when you look at it on a map, it's all Las Vegas. Henderson police seize $300,000 worth, of illegal marijuana products. Now, this is why I picked this story. I didn't read it at all, so this is all brand new to me. Here in Nevada, marijuana is legal. It's okay to have marijuana. So I clicked on this trying to figure out what is going on. So let's go ahead and read this. Excuse me. Henderson police seized $300,000 worth of illegal retail marijuana products Tuesday. The department said members of a task force were conducting enforcement for unlawful sales of marijuana and concentrated marijuana wax products in the area of Boulder Highway between Sunset Road and Warm Springs. That neighborhood is all prostitutes and all pimps and all tweakers. That's the neighborhood they're talking about. As a result of the enforcement, officers stopped a vehicle and through an investigation learned marijuana products were being unlawfully sold and distributed. I'm so stupid. God damn it. From an illegal residential dispensary in the 800 block of Shearwater Avenue near St. Rose Parkway and Maryland Parkway. I don't know that neighborhood very well. Police seized $2,000 in U.S. currency, 52 pounds of marijuana, THC edibles, 28 pounds of concentrated marijuana wax, 3,000 vape cartridges, one pound of marijuana? Why did they only have 1 pound of marijuana? They have all this other shit, but they only have 1 pound of marijuana? Marijuana? Like 52 pounds of edibles, but only 1 pound of marijuana. I guarantee whoever's in that fucking trap house is just a obese fucking person who just shoves brownies in their mouth all day long. 282 packages of concentrated marijuana THC syringes. Wait a minute. Am I tripping? Is that a thing? I don't smoke weed, guys. I've answered that question millions of times. I smoked weed when I was in high school, and I think I just smoked weed to be cool. I never actually enjoyed it. And now, as an adult, I've probably smoked weed 4 times in the past 4 years, and all 4 times was a not a fun experience. It was a really like unproductive time all 4 times. So it's not for me. I'd much rather drink a 211, Steel Reserve, Blackberry, Spiked Punch, Watermelon, and so on. What the hell is a THC syringe? Syringes are for dabbing, not injecting. Calm down. C-Sean tells me. Calm down. Wait a minute. Hey, first of all, what if it's my first time going into the dispensary and I say, oh, let me, especially if I'm on fucking, if I'm on Boulder Highway, I'm looking for something to inject. That's what I'm doing. If I'm right there on Sunset Warm Springs on Boulder Highway, I'm looking to inject some shit, dude. And then I just happen to come across an illegal weed spot. Oh, boy, oh, boy. Oh, you guys have a lot of edibles? Well, I've been doing meth for 3 days, so I'm not really that hungry. Got anything injectable? Well, yeah, in fact, we do. We have 282 packages of concentrated marijuana THC syringes. Oh, sign me up. I'll take 3. Fuck, tie it off. Inject it. Oh, man, I'm freaking high, dude. Fucking, bro. Dude, I'm like cherry fucking billionaire. Yeah, I didn't know that. I don't know what a THC syringe is, but I assume it's something way different. C-Sean says it's what you inject the wax into is called a nail. Ah, I don't know anything about that. I've never smoked wax. I don't know what's going on here. I'm super uneducated. Somebody in the comments, please let me know what I need to be doing here. I'm more into, like, Freon and Salvia. And if I'm injecting some shit, dude, I'm going with the good old-fashioned PHP. People corrupting people. Okay, the approximate commercial value for the illegal items seized was $300,000. That's a lot of money for weed, I would think. But weed sales are huge here in Nevada. Since they've become legal, since weed things have become legal, it's a huge, like, booming business. And that's totally to be expected, right? Everyone loves to smoke weed. All my friends do. And a lot of people come here, tourists come here, and they might not know someone who sells weed, because everyone has that friend or couple of friends that sells weed out of their garage or whatever. But say you're from out of town, you're on vacation, you don't have any friends that sell weed, so you go to a dispensary, you get all these weird things, you get high, and you enjoy your vacation. You go sit by the pool, you eat an edible brownie, whatever, and you have a great time. I think legal weed is cool for Nevada, you know? My thing is, everyone gets mad when they start saying, well, weed is legal, but you can still get a DUI for weed. And everyone goes, whoa, wait a minute now. That's way, no. You shouldn't be able to. Nope, weed. And then you get this one fucking, there's always that one stoner guy. Hold on a minute, bro. Dude, I drive way better on weed, dude. In fact, I took my driver's test on weed, dude. So that's proof that weed makes everyone drive better, dude. So there should be no such thing as a driving DUI off weed, bro, dude. And my thing is like, hey, dude, it's gonna alter your mind a little bit. You know, fucking just don't smoke and drive. Or if you smoke, fucking wait an hour. Is it that fucking hard? You know what I'm saying? You're not supposed to jump into the swimming pool after eating your birthday cake. So why are you gonna get behind the wheel of a car after smoking the doobie? The sticky icky. Oh, man. It's funny that I just compared swimming cramps to DUIs, violent DUIs. I also love when people say, listen, man, no one's ever died from weed. And then I think to myself, well, there's been a lot of people who've probably crashed their cars on weed. I know that for sure. You want to know why? Because there's a lot of people that think they play video games better high, and then when they try to do that, they can't figure out where the on switch is on the PlayStation. That's how I know that you shouldn't be driving when you're super high. Also, everyone thinks they're super good at Smash Brothers until they fucking smoke a blunt, and now suddenly I'm the greatest Smash Brother player, and the only person I know how to use is Ness. Oh, come on now. There's no way those people should be behind the fucking wheels of a car. They could kill someone else. Right? That's the big deal. I remember a story when I was young. I was at my friend Mevin's house, and my friend JP, we were all drinking or whatever. Actually, I think that was before I really drank. Maybe I had one beer, but everyone else was drinking. And he's like, I'm going to go pick somebody up. And I didn't notice he left. And then everyone perks up and they go, oh, JP left. Wait a minute. He's been drinking all day, dude. He shouldn't drive. Holy shit. And everyone tries to call him because we're all like teenagers and we're like over, I don't know, like really like over dramatic about everything. We're like, oh shit, dude, you shouldn't drive. Oh God. And he pulled up later. He picked somebody up. He pulled up. Everything was normal. And he's like, everyone's like, dude, we were so worried about you, dude. And he's like, why? I'm not even barely buzzed. And we're like, dude, you've had like 3 or 4 beers, man. Like you're fucking driving drunk. And he's like, dude, I took my driver's test way more drunk than this. And at that moment, I decided I will never bother anyone about driving drunk ever again. And then I lied to myself because I do it all the time. But that was the ultimate argument for me to shut the fuck up. Moo Mobile says, has anyone ever seen the video driving on Salvia? Dude didn't even start the car. No, I have never seen that video, but I definitely need to make a note to watch that. Someone put that in the Discord and remind me to watch a video called Driving on Salvia. I have seen Salvia videos where people freak out, and then something about Salvia, I've seen it twice, they try to get outdoors. So whenever they can see a window or whenever they can see outdoors or even a door, they try really hard to get outdoors. And I've seen 2 videos where people jumped out windows, which is great. TRAW says, drunk driving is way worse than driving high. I think it's hard to be like objective about that, right? I agree that you're probably right, but it's hard to make that into a science. And I guess we'll find out how many people crash and end up being high versus how many people crash and end up being drunk. That will be a statistic to look out for in the next month or so. So, let's move on to our next news article. Let me know your thoughts on this weed seizure. What probably happened is it was probably a dispensary that didn't fill out all of their information, right? To get a dispensary here, you have to have all these fucking like certificates and all these qualifications, and they probably were missing a couple of paperwork pieces, and then they got fucked. Because here's the thing. That neighborhood has way more fucking problems than a place that sells weed. That neighborhood has fucking shootings all the time. Prostitutes are getting killed every single day. And these guys are out fucking bullying people that sell weed. So, whatever. So, next news story. Bonanza High School teacher arrested for making terrorist threats. I clicked this one because I wanted to know what actually was a terrorist threat. Ooh, it could be anything, right? Anything could be a terrorist threat these days. I feel like if I say I'm going to kill you, like that's an act of terror, right? And it's a threat. That's not a terrorist threat. I don't know. What makes something terrorist? Can someone let me know in the comments? Metro Police arrested a Bonanza High School teacher for making terrorist threats on Wednesday. Police identified the teacher as Leslie McGordy. McGordy. Oh, McGordy, the picture doesn't match the person. I feel like somebody named McGordy should be a really fat person. McGordy McFly was booked into the Clark County Detention Center. Students on campus said McGordy is a physics teacher at the school. This is somebody's voice. Bernice Olguin. I was shocked. There were a bunch of police officers coming into her classroom to get her stuff and walk out. Officers did not go into detail about the investigation, but said that the threats were not directed at the school or any one person in particular. What the hell did she say then? How was a terrorist threat? I don't know. I want to know the details. It is unclear who or what she allegedly threatened. You know what's unclear right now? If this is actually news. Every goddamn motherfucking week we come on here and we read a news story, and despite being riddled with spelling mistakes and grammatical errors, we have to deal with news that is not actually news. Today I thought I saw a cloud that looked fucked up, but it was really unclear if the cloud was or was not actually fucked or not. More at 11. What the fuck? Why are we reporting this? Hours after the arrest, Metro officers combed through McGordy's white SUV parked outside the high school, and investigators searched her townhome, located 10 minutes away from the school. Nothing in this story is newsworthy whatsoever. Jesus Christ, I wasted your time, and this website wasted my time. Oh my God, let's get back to the face-only mode. Hey, everybody, big face mode. Topics today. I want to talk to you guys about miniature golf. I went miniature golfing the other day with Lily, and I had a great time. It's kind of crazy. I went to this place here called Kiss Golf, and it's a miniature golf that's themed after the band Kiss, and it has, like, black lights, and you're allowed to bring your own beer. You know, I brought a 211, and for both of us, it only costed $20, and that's what I want to talk about. But first, it's crazy to me that this room was like 100 feet by 100 feet. They fit 18 holes into pretty much no space whatsoever, and it's really impressive how they managed to do that, which led me to believe that mini golf has got to be one of the biggest conspiracies in the goddamn world. They charged me $10, and they charged her $10 to come in, borrow putters that sucked, not real putters, really shitty putters, and golf balls that probably cost a quarter, so that we could walk into a circle, pick up our own balls. None of the parts were moving. There was nothing like going, there's no clown going, everything was stationary, and we had to pay $10 to just walk in a circle and hit a ball into a hole. And if you think about that, other things that you have to pay money for, let's say we went to go-karts. Well, at some point, the go-karts break, and then the venue has to replace those go-karts, and that's part of where your money goes. That's why you have to pay $10 to ride the go-karts, because after 1,000 people ride the go-karts, they have $10,000, and they can fix two or three go-kart engines when they explode. What the fuck could ever possibly go wrong at mini golf? Nothing can ever break. Right? What, somebody gonna spill their drink, and then you gotta pay somebody $6 an hour to mop up the AstroTurf? What a humongous scam. And it had me thinking, what else on earth is a scam? Because think about batting cages. You go to batting cages, those things break. And those machines, they cost money to repair, they cost money to buy. I could build a mini golf course in my backyard for probably $100. 18 holes. The same way that they did it. And my backyard's not that big. I could rip out the mini ramp, I could chop down my little shitty fucking tree, and I'd have enough room for 18 holes to play mini golf. And I could charge people. I could charge people $1 a game, and I would still be a millionaire, I feel like. There's no, like, overhead for mini golf. Why? That being said, why is not mini golf more gnarly? Why does not mini golf have more moving parts? Why can't mini golf have, like, a part that gets you wet? And why can't mini golf have one part where, like, I don't know, there's an elevator, like, you hit the ball into an elevator, and the elevator goes, and there's all these moving parts. The only thing we had at Kiss Mini Golf was a PVC pipe that it went, like, underground for a second, and then it came out the other side, and then the ball lands directly in the hole. What the hell is going on here? Or, how about this? TRAWVK says mini golf should be competitive. Why can't mini golf be like bowling, where you have like a digital score? Why can't the balls have GPS? We're spending all this goddamn money. Why can't the balls have like little GPS things where they can tell you how many times you hit it? Because you know how these motherfuckers do, dude. They hit the ball 6 times. They say, oh, I got a 3. And you look at them like, bro, that was not 3. That was at least 6 shots. They go, well, the second one didn't count because the ground shook or something. Somebody pushed me or whatever. It's like, dude, fuck you. I don't understand. Fuck, Seven says, I think the better mini golf places do have those things. Well, I've never been to a good mini golf place. We used to have a place here in Las Vegas called Scandia. And if you're from California, they still have Scandia out there. And Scandia was cool. It was still basic mini golf. It was all just PVC pipes and bullshit. But they had, like, you would shoot the ball through, like, a big, like, 20-foot tall castle, and it would go through the middle, and you could walk under this thing and look around, oh, cool, and you could look over these ponds with running water, and there'd be a duck or something there, and there would also be go-karts, and there would also be batting cages, and there would also be skee-ball, and there would also be that air hockey on the tables. And it'd be like, oh, cool, look at all this shit. Oh, there'd be like indoor basketball. Wow, we have all these cool things. Totally worth $10. Wow, outstanding. But then I go to Kiss Mini Golf, located in a popular Las Vegas casino, and I'm stuck paying $10 American just for me. I paid for me and Lily because I'm a gentleman and an idiot. I paid for both of us. Don't worry, she paid for my drinks for the rest of the night, which was very expensive, so I ended up getting the better side of that deal. Joke's on you, Lily. We spent all that money for something that's just free money for mini golf. Can someone speak on the mini golf conspiracy, or can someone at least explain to me somewhere in your hometown or somewhere you've been where mini golf was worth every penny? Also, the 18th hole, this is great. The 18th hole was a big Gene Simmons face with his tongue coming out, so you had to hit the ball up his tongue, and it was a really steep thing, but his tongue was skinny. So I thought to myself, oh, I can hit this. I hit it, I went up his tongue, and then went to the right. And I was like, oh, fuck, I didn't even notice because it was dark. If you don't hit the tongue, you just lose your ball forever. That keeps people from getting a return on their investment. That's why people can't steal the balls. Because even if you miss on the 18th hole, you still lose the ball. And if you hit it into Gene Simmons' tongue and it goes into his mouth, you don't get any bonus points. You don't get any ha 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 ha. You get nothing. All you do is you get your ball gone. Also, on hole number 18, I didn't know how to fuck to score that. Because if you miss, you lose the ball. If you hit it in his tongue, you lose the ball. So is that a zero or does everyone get a one? I don't know. The search continues. Fucking mini golf. Got me all fired up, goddammit. Motherfucking mini golf. There should be air hockey competitions. Dude, I think about that all the time. When I play air hockey, I think to myself, am I just really good at this? Because I win all the time, but I'm always playing chicks. It's rare that I play a man at air hockey. I think I played Asian John maybe a couple months ago, and I destroyed him. But I think to myself, is this because I'm good? Is this because my reaction time is faster? Is this because he's bad? Or is it because the game is completely random? I don't know. I would like to see the best players in the world. I would like to see how they play. Do they, like, set up shots with special strategies? What's allowed? What's not allowed? What if you hit it too hard? I don't know. I do know one time I was playing this chick on a date, and the way the game goes, it's first to get to 7 points. So I got to 6 points, and I'm not very flexible, but I fucking leaned over, and I bent my fucking foot onto the table, and I played with my foot, and I still fucking won. 7-0. Moral of the story, chicks are horrible at fucking air hockey. Can you imagine? I should have been on SportsCenter. It'd just be called, Cocky Boyfriend Destroys Girlfriend at Air Hockey Using Only His Foot. What a shitty player. More at 11. Oh, man. Someone says, mini golf shouldn't just be putting. They should actually make small-sized golf courses where you have to hit the ball down like 150-foot course. That would be amazing. That would be so much fun. And you get two golf, like, sticks. What the fuck? Clubs? Golf sticks? What am I, stupid? You get two clubs. Like, one's like a little chipping club, and there'd be, like, sand and shit. And then one would be the putter. Oh, man. Well, guys, it's 2018, and we're still fucking stuck playing shitty mini golf. I don't understand what's going on. We can put a man on the moon, all right? We got fucking robots that'll suck your dick. We got, fucking rocket ships taking off into space. We got cars that drive themselves, but we're still fucking... How about this? I still have to bend down. With all the back problems in America and the obesity problem, I still have to bend down and risk getting a hernia to pick up my own ball out of my own hole at this fucking day and age? Tesla, can you please invent something for the love of God that hits the ball out of the hole and into my hand? All where I just do this, and the ball shoots out and I catch it. And I go, thank you, Siri. You're welcome. Why the fuck can't we do that? Where are the priorities, people? What are we doing with our technology? I'll never understand that. What a great podcast this is today. Someone last night asked me to discuss on this very podcast how do they go about getting over a breakup, and I would like to hear your guys' thoughts on that. We've discussed this several times before, and I always have the same answer. Breakups are going to be hard, okay, especially if you're younger. When I go into a lot of relationships, I do a lot of this prepare for the worst, but expect the best kind of mentality. So I don't really get too bummed out when a relationship ends. But I have had two really bad breakups in my life. And if I could go back and talk to myself, I would tell myself this. Listen, try to get your mind off it. Get a hobby. Go do something new. Go work out. Go play shitty mini golf. Go get your mind into something that will completely take it off the subject. Hey, maybe have a few beers. I remember I broke up with a chick and I had to go to work, and I worked security, and it was a really quiet security job. So all I had to do was sit in my office, and it was fucking miserable because I was just stuck in a quiet office with my own thoughts. And all I could do was think about, like, oh, this chick's a bitch. Oh, did I fuck up or did she fuck up? Can't believe she did that. Blah, 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 blah. I always say that working out is good, much like Cheesy Gordita said. It brings up your self-esteem, and if you're not into working out, it, number one, gives you something to do. Number two, it makes it a little easier for you to get back on the horse, right? Because you can sort of tell yourself, hey, man, I got that chick when I was fat. Imagine what's going to happen when I get my mental strength up and my physical strength up. And it's just good. You can take all that aggression that you have, or even sadness, and sort of turn that into something positive for yourself. Because at the end of the day, you're going to have to work on yourself. You can't control other people. You can't control what your girlfriend did. You can't control what decision she made or whatever. I guess the more free time you have, the more time you have to talk yourself out of it, or the more time you have to beat yourself up. And that's never a direction to go to. I always tell you guys this all the time. When you find yourself at a roadblock, it's up to you to find a way to get around it, get over it, get under it, break through it, or find a way to get to the other side of this obstacle. It's okay to sit there and mourn for a little bit. Again, the first thing I said, breakups, they're tough. They're not easy. You're going to be bummed for a little bit. But the sooner that you can occupy yourself, the sooner that you can get your brain back on track and you can get your body on track. Hey, maybe it's not working out. Maybe you really like basketball. Maybe you've been neglecting basketball because you hang out with your chick too much. Well, get back to basketball. Get back to that shit. Get back to your free throws and your three-pointers, your layups, and your fucking shitty dunks that you can't fucking do because you're only 5'7". God damn it, I'm too fucking short to play basketball. It's just one of those things. You know, it takes time, just like any setback in life. Fuck, Seven said, like when that one girl showed up to your house and called the cops. I got over that right away. The main thing I was upset about that was because I thought that chick was going to break my window. And I got no sleep. And I had to drive to LA early in the morning off no sleep, so I was really fucking angry. So if I can give you that one piece of advice, I would say go with working out. But hey, maybe you like skateboarding. Maybe, you know, really divide a lot of your time to just skateboarding. And really intense skateboarding. Don't casually skateboard and still have that bitch on your mind. Get your fucking mind on skateboarding. And I know it's cliche. There's plenty more fish in the sea. But let me explain to you just how many fish there are in the sea. All right? How many people do you think there are on Earth? 1 billion? 2 billion? 6 billion? I don't know. There's a fucking lot of people on Earth. Okay? Now, let's say that roughly half of those are women. Okay, cool. That's a lot of fucking chicks out there, dude. 3.5 billion fucking women are out there, and you're bitching over this one? Oh, but we had a lot of cool inside jokes. Oh, but she knew just what to make me laugh and shit. Oh, but we liked the same movies. Oh, she did this weird thing with her tongue that I just made me fucking bust in her face all the time. Oh, my God. So what? Anyone can do all that shit. You just got to find the person for you. There's plenty more of them out there. We get too hung up on this. Well, there's only that one soulmate, only one person for me, and I blew it. Fuck that shit. There's a million of them. In fact, there's not a million of them. There's 3.5 fucking billion of them. And I will admit that the majority of these women suck fucking balls at sucking balls. They suck balls at being a chick. But guess what? A lot of dudes do too. So the one way to put yourself a little higher up there, number one, mentally and also physically, is to get your fucking mind on track. Get your body on track. Rebuild. Take a couple days. Be sad for a little bit. Try to learn something. It's always good to try to learn a little something, not necessarily from your mistakes, but from all of your actions. Let's say that she was a fuck-up. Well, try to learn how to avoid that fuck-up next time you go on Tinder. How about that? Try to turn this into a little bit of a positive story, and I know it's hard. How many people are there in your city? I don't know. Mine, a fuckload, you know, 3 million. But let's say in your city there's 1,000 people. 500 are women. 250 of those are either old or in a relationship already. So you got 250 to choose from. Out of those 250, 200 of those are batshit fucking crazy. So you still have 50 more chances, right? And if that relationship didn't work out, that's because it wasn't supposed to, man. I had one really bad breakup where it was 100% the chick's fault, and I had one bad breakup where it was 100% my fault, and I didn't really learn much from that until later in life, and I kind of wish I would have been a little more self-critical back then. I kind of wish I would have looked at myself, and rather than say, like, ah, fuck that bitch, plenty of other bitches, I kind of wish I would have looked at myself and been like, hey, you caused this relationship to be fucked up. So maybe you should try to learn a little something from this. Not necessarily because the relationship was supposed to work, but just because you can gain something from situations like that. Because no one wants to end up old, fat, and alone, right? I mean, at least not till you're old, fat, and alone. Then you're just going to be like, well, fuck it, dude. This is what I wanted the whole time. I can eat all I want. I got all the pizza I want, dude. Pizza rolls, dude. I don't really care about all that shit. But let me know your guys' thoughts. What's the best way to go about getting over a breakup? I would say don't get in your head too much. Maybe get in the gym. Find something to occupy your time and your mind. And again, you can't do that all immediately. It's going to be a small process. So take a little bit of time to mourn. Take a little bit of time to reflect. And hopefully you can learn something from the situation, whether it be your fault, her fault, or some sort of general wisdom. And then you'll be a better person for it in the end. Next topic, I want to talk about why this podcast is called Stop Crying Poser. A lot of people think that I'm contradicting myself when I come on this podcast and I go online and I complain about things. You're kind of right. The difference between me complaining and everyone else complaining is that it's become my job. I may not make a ton of money doing it, but I make a little bit of money doing it. And I guarantee you guys that if I didn't have a fucking YouTube channel, I would not be online saying, oh, I can't believe people are such pussies. Mainly, the complaining I do online is me trying to create an open dialogue to try to understand why people are so shitty, why people are so soft, and why people cannot stop fucking crying. Crying, when I use the term, is really vague, right? I could fall on my skateboard trick and say, oh man, I wish I would have landed that. Technically, that's me crying. And when someone goes on my DMs and they say, I didn't like your podcast, it annoyed me, I consider that also crying. Now, I try to be objective when I separate myself from these people. And I want to hear your guys' thoughts. When you guys hear me complain, when you guys hear me bitch, is it the same scenario as when I bitch about other people? Because, hey, maybe I can gain a little bit of wisdom here. I'm not going to stop, but maybe I can gain a little bit of wisdom into myself. Because there's some times that when you self-assess, you miss some things that other people can see. Have you ever met somebody so motherfucking goddamn cocky and they have no fucking reason to be? I have. Maybe it's me, but I've definitely met people like that at bars and shit. And I think to myself, hey, somebody should tell this guy he's not really that fucking awesome. Same thing with women. You ever met a super fat chick that swore she was Kim Kardashian? Oh yeah, I know you have, because they're fucking everywhere now. And we'll save that topic for another podcast. But sometimes it's nice to get a little bit of honest input from other people. Moo Mobile says, you aren't getting super butthurt and salty over it. No, I'm not getting super butthurt and salty over it. But sometimes when I do a rant online, much like one I did earlier, it was called This Is Social Media. A lot of times when I do these rants, you can see the comedy in them. This one, I was doing a Twitch stream playing Mario. I was drunk, and all I was doing was speaking my mind. And everything on my mind was super negative about what society has created, which is part of why I named this podcast Stop Crying Poser. Because it's a theme that seems to always be on my mind, the pussification of society. We've talked about it for years on this channel. It's nothing new. The world only seems to be getting worse and worse and worse, and that's fine because we're prepared for it, but a lot of people have been trying to turn this phrase on me. They say, oh, You keep telling everyone to stop crying, yet you're online bitching about how soft people are. Yes, I guess. I guess I'm crying about how much people are crying. But I feel like what matters also is the end game, right? My end game is to maybe convince some people. Maybe if I convince 5% of pussies that watch my videos, a measly 5%, if I can convince them that the world's not all only about them, if I can convince them that the world does not revolve solely around them, then maybe I've done something positive. But instead, everyone says, oh no, you're just fucking crying, you're being a hater. And that's fine. I expected all of that shit. But if we can save a few people and make pussies into valuable members of society, if we can make these pussies into strong human beings so that they can no longer be pushed around and they can think their own thoughts and come up with their own ideas rather than following the trends and blindly sharing screenshots and just doing generally womanly shit online, especially if you're a man or if you're a woman, if we can teach women to be strong, independent women who make their own decisions and shit like that, I think that my rants, I think that my crying, whether it be sarcastic or not sarcastic, I think that I don't want to call myself like Gandhi or anything like that, but I think I would be doing something positive. So, let me know your thoughts on that. Let me know your thoughts on the mini golf conspiracy. Let me know your thoughts on my really quick assessment of Shane Scheckler. Next week, we'll talk about my dream job because we're all out of time now, but we did not do the trivia question. So, if you would like a chance to win a free Ninja Lifestyle sticker pack, get ready in the chat room because this trivia question is coming at you. In the skateboard video, Chomp on This, what song did Jamie Thomas skate to? I will accept two different answers. And that was a great video, Chomp on This. I actually have it. It's within arm's reach, but if I go over there, my headset's going to rip off. I have the video, Chomp on This. In fact, I'm going to get Chomp on This tattooed in my armpit. I'm not sure which armpit yet. By the way, guys, when I ask these questions, I prefer you guys not to Google the answer, but if you do, I don't give a fuck. By the way, if you want to win, you must live in America, because America is the greatest country of all time. I'm kidding, because it costs a lot of money for me to ship these tiny stickers outside of the country. And we have no answers yet. No one watched Chomp on This. I imagine it's before a lot of your guys' time, but I don't know what the video was about. I know there was a lot of filmers that had skateboarding parts, and I know that Eric Costin had a part, I think. And I know Jamie Thomas had a part, and they're fucking hilarious. It's a great video. You guys should definitely check it out. Who else had a part? I think Beeble had a part. Great video. We have no answers still. Is this going to be the first episode of Stop Crying Poser where no one knows the answer? Perhaps someone is listening to this on iTunes or on YouTube, and they're just screaming at the screen. The answer is obvious. The answer is easy. How can no one know the answer to this? Well, I guess that's going to be it. I'm going to wait for the answer, but I'm going to go ahead and start my outro. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of Stop Crying Poser. Again, let me know your thoughts on every topic that we covered today. Feel free, in the comments of this video, if you're watching it later, to offer maybe some subjects that you guys would like me to cover next week. I'm always asking for people to contribute ideas so that I can rant and talk and ramble and rustle and ruffle all the feathers out there online. And I can't always come up with topics by myself. I really do appreciate when you guys come up with topics. More so, I appreciate everyone that is watching live. I appreciate everyone that is listening on iTunes. And I appreciate everyone who is watching on YouTube. If you're watching on iTunes, listening, whatever, I would appreciate it if you could leave a positive review, maybe give me 5 stars or something like that, and I would also appreciate it if you could tell a friend about this podcast. The podcast app comes on every single iPhone, so it's free. Everyone can listen to it. Maybe you're having a long day at work. Maybe you have a friend who has a boring job who's always saying, oh, I really like Joe Rogan, and say, hey, you know what? Maybe you should try this guy. He's kind of funny. You used to skateboard. You don't like mini golf. You'd love this guy. It's called Stop Crying Poser. Check it out. Yeah, we still have no answers whatsoever. So this will be the very first. Actually, no. I'll tell you guys what. This trivia question now goes to YouTube. The first person to comment correctly on YouTube will be the winner. The polls are closed. No one can no longer win on Twitch anymore. If you guys want to watch this podcast live, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle on Facebook. You can find me, type in Ninja Lifestyle. What was I going to say? Oh, if you guys want to watch this live, twitch.tv/ninja lifestyle every Friday. Follow me on Facebook, follow me on Instagram, follow me on Twitter, because I, today we started the episode early, and you would have never known that had it not been for my YouTube channel, my Instagram, and shit like that. So, please, continue doing what you guys are doing. Share the podcast with some friends. Let's go ahead and play that outro song, Kuna Matata, bitches.
You bitch sucked another dick. Get the fuck over it.